Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful here with a name you know because she has been the star of Fightful content over the last week. It's Trent's mom, Sue. Sue, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Thank you so much for calling me. This is wonderful. Thanks.
I don't think I have been as excited for an interview in recent memory in a while. You've become a sensation on AEW programming and even behind the scenes.
It's an amazing experience for me. I absolutely love it. It's hysterical. I just can't even believe that Greggy got me, you know, brought me into the storyline. I think it's hysterical.
So how did that happen? How was that pitched to you? Did he just say, hey, do you want to do this?
It was like, I think it was like the weekend before. I think it was, I want to say it was like on a Friday or something like that. And he said, oh, we're talking about you driving us up in a van and dropping us off. It's not definite yet, but would you be interested? And I was like, yeah, sure, I'd be interested. He goes, all right, I'll let you know. I think it was Sunday. He goes, okay, I'm flying home to pick you up. He flew to Myrtle Beach and he picked me up and we drove down to Jacksonville and that's how it started. I was like, there was like no, you know, there was like two, three days before I knew anything about it. He discussed it with Chucky and I forgot how it came about, but I couldn't believe it. I was like, sure, I'll go. It was so exciting.
Yeah, he had mentioned in an interview with Aubrey Edwards that he saw so many people driving in trucks and all that. He was like, man,
That's right. Yes, that's how it started. He saw them and he goes, why don't I have my mom? And Chucky loved it. Yes, you're right.
So yeah, the van has become a star of its own. Is that a rental or is that your actual van?
I don't know how I should answer that.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. You don't have to expose the business, so to speak. Here,
I don't. I'm not sure about that.
It's the woman makes the van, not the van makes the woman. You know what I mean? It's a matter.
Thank you.
It's a matter of superstardom here, in which you've achieved. And after, like I was mentioning off the air, Stella, a very wonderful makeup lady at AEW, had tweeted out there, said, Sue brought us all cookies. What a wonderful thing for you to do.
Thank you. I'm a baker. I really enjoy baking and sharing. It's like my therapy. It's a hobby. Yeah, I like to bake. So
what kind of cookies?
Because I share it with that.
What kind of cookies were they?
It was Magic Cookie Bars, which I think everybody knows that recipe. They're like little squares.
Uh-huh.
And an old recipe called Mandelbread. It's actually a Jewish bar that I got from my sister's husband's mom. So yeah, that Mandelbrot is an old family recipe that we've been making forever. It's so good.
Did you notice anybody being too greedy with the cookies? Was anybody taking maybe one too many?
I didn't really notice. No, they're just such a wonderful group of people, so friendly, warm, and they make you feel so comfortable, even though I was nervous a lot of the time to be around all those wrestling people. But it was overall, it's just an unreal experience to be, backstage and with them, hanging out after the show and going back to the hotel and having, dinner in a conference room and eating the cookie. It was great. It was just, I can't even describe it. It made my week, my year, everything. Everything it made, yeah.
What did you think, if you've seen it, of Eddie Kingston doing the promo, doing the interview on the cookie? Did you happen to see that?
I didn't.
Oh,
no,
wow.
I didn't see that.
That's on Being the Elite. He cuts a promo on a cookie right in front of him.
You gotta be kidding. No, you gotta check that out.
I'm gonna send you a link.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll check it out. No, I didn't watch this week's VTE. I didn't watch it. Wow. Okay, I have to watch that now.
So
I didn't...
You know, wrestling fans, they get certain names that, Hulk Hogan has his Hulkamaniacs. You get all that. Is it safe to say that you have Sue Porters now? Your supporters are Sue Porters.
Yeah. That's a good one. Sue Porters. Wow.
You're going to have a whole legion of fans. I'm telling you, Sue, whenever everything goes back to normal, there's going to be conventions that hit you up, and they're going to want you there for autograph signings. And you think I'm wrong.
Oh, come on.
You think I'm wrong. You think I'm joking. I'm not joking in any way, shape, or form. You are for sure going to get hit up by conventions to
there's
do photos.
There's no way.
It's going to happen.
Oh, that's great. And even one of the fans put – go ahead. I'm sorry.
Even ask Greg. He'll be like, yeah, that's probably going to happen.
I know. That's so funny. He asked me, he said, Mom, do you want to have a t-shirt shop? I said, what?
Yeah.
He goes, you could have a t-shirt shop. So I filled out some papers yesterday. I think I'm going to have a t-shirt shop.
Well, the t-shirt is up. I see one t-shirt up, and it's you all in the van.
Yes,
how does that
in the
feel?
Van, right.
How does that feel to have yourself on a t-shirt?
I saw some fans in it. I'm like, what? I can't believe they buy that. They bought that. It's the funniest thing ever. I love it. I love it. Who wouldn't?
So how did you feel when you made your first appearance and then people liked it so much that they kept asking you to be involved and you're referenced in the story after that? I mean, how did you feel about that? Was it, I mean, he's been around wrestling for a long time. So you've obviously
yes.
seen him wrestle for a long time, but you've never quite been a part of the story, so to speak, like this.
No, not like this. No, he had me at a little federation. He's had, like when he wrestled on Long Island, he used to like somehow pull me into the show a little bit from the audience. And, he'd always point me out and stuff like that. I'm like, oh my goodness, this kid of mine. But, this was above and beyond anything I ever expected to happen. It feels very special. It makes my heart melt for my sweet Greggy. He's like, I have three boys, but I mean, and they're all sweet, but I just can't believe that he pulled me into the story like that. That is that's the biggest compliment a mom could get. I'm going to start to cry. Oh my goodness. I'm getting emotional. I'm like, it just gives me goosebumps. It's so sweet. It's just the sweetest thing ever. The love. It's great.
My wife watches AEW with me. I do my own show after that. And I got to take in all the wrestling on Wednesday nights. And by far her favorite thing from this Wednesday was your sign off, so to speak.
They had to talk me into that. I did not want to do it. I did not. I am like, I am not going on national TV. Oh my goodness, I'm a retired teacher. That's so embarrassing. It's so wrong. And they just tried and tried. Eventually they said, you know, you are a character. This is not, you know, you're a character. You can do that. And I was like, all right. Now, I'm so glad I did that because I love it.
Yeah.
I changed completely, but I was a little bit like shy about it. I'm like, really? That rude and crude? But it was great. It was, I'm so glad they convinced me. And everyone was coming over. You have to do it. It's the best way to end it. But it was great. It was wonderful.
I mean, my wife's a new special education teacher. She thought it was the best thing on the show. And it was a very good show.
I'm a retired special education teacher.
Oh, fantastic.
And for elementary, so I'm thinking, like, you know, some of my kids are going to watch. That's really not what a teacher does. So,
oh, man.
It's
the new normal.
I'm a character. That's the way I got talked into it. Up your character. I'm like, okay, I'm a character. Characters do things out of, you know, their... So it was great. I'm really not that much of a character. I'm really just a mom.
You said that they had to talk you into it. Wrestling is an unusual situation to kind of parse and approach because you are Sue, but you're playing Trent's mom, Sue. You're not playing Greg's mom, Sue. You're playing Trent's mom,
right.
Sue, on that show.
Trent's mom, Sue. Right. So that's what made it okay.
Yeah, that's and I mean, have you had your friends throughout your daily life message you and be like, hey, I caught that on TNT?
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call. Click Grainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And tea the other night.
They loved it. They loved it. They said, because one of my friends was saying, you can't do that on TV. So she immediately called me, a very close friend. She goes, it was absolutely the perfect ending. You had to do that. You have to do that. She goes, I totally changed my mind. I said, I changed my mind right there when we were at the show. I changed my mind. So, they're my friends are just so happy. They loved that. That match was the most outrageous thing I've ever seen. I mean, not that I'm like not prejudiced because my son was there, but it was really unbelievable how great that match was. It was my favorite. And I don't even, you know, I was worried. I was definitely worried. Oh, my goodness. Are they getting hurt? Greggy flying through that windshield not real pretty. But afterwards, the whole thing was just the memory of it is lingering with me like forever. It was great. Loved the match.
What was that like for you being there? Knowing that, I mean, your son's a very tough dude. He's been through a lot of physicality throughout his career. But, I mean, you're there seeing it happen in real time in one of, quite frankly, the most violent matches that AEW has had. And I thought it was the best match I've ever seen without a ring, period. Like, they did all that without a ring.
Without a ring. It was wild. It was scary. It was wild. The blood on his back. I was like, oh, my goodness. It was wild. It was, you know, like... It was actually like a fake. I felt like I was watching something that wasn't real. I was having a dream. It was scary. I was scared. My mouth was dropped down to the floor. It was the whole time I was very nervous, like saying, oh, no, oh, no, Greggy, my boy.
Did those boys get blood on your minivan seats?
I believe so. I believe that they did. I had blood in my hair because he came and he came and he kissed me, and his blood from his eye dripped in my hair. So.
Well, they're going to have to spend their Saturday cleaning out that van now.
That's right. That's right. They sure will.
They have to.
They can't ruin my van. What, hit my van.
What is Sue's impression of Orange Cassidy? How do you feel about Orange Cassidy?
Absolutely love him. That character and real life Orange are the absolute best. They are phenomenal. The way he popped out of that trunk, I loved it. But he is just a great character. He always makes everybody laugh. I mean, the way he does is like comes out and does a little kick and whatever. And then when he breaks into the actual action, like when you realize, oh my goodness, he's a great wrestler. It was such a shock for my whole family. We were watching and going like, what? It's shocking. The first time he wrestled, we had no idea. We didn't know. You know, we thought he just did his gimmick, coming out and acting like, you know, nonchalant. And then we saw him wrestle. He's the best. He's a very nice guy. Nice guy.
What was the backstage reaction after you did your spot? And it was so well received by everybody online. Did anybody give you any specific advice or any help or anything like that?
They just all thanked me. They wanted to know if I was okay with the finger and stuff. They thanked me 1,000 times. Thank you for doing that. Are you okay? Are you upset? You know, very supportive, very sweet, and saying that was the most awesome ending. You stole the show. I mean, they were saying such kind things. They were saying, "I didn't steal the show. The men did." Those poor guys just got like beat up. They were the show, but they were saying, "No, you were the show." Oh, they were such kind words. Oh my goodness.
Will you ever be able to forgive Santana and Ortiz? Not just for the violence that they put your son and his best friend through, but I mean some of the bad blood that has occurred over the last few months.
Never.
Never.
Never. Never, ever, no. No way. Uh-uh.
Sue,
don't you dare.
Never forgive.
My family. Never, uh-uh.
I nope. Love it.
Will not forgive. Will not forgive them. No, never.
So, obviously, Trent had wrestled a lot in Japan. Had you ever been over there to see him wrestle?
Yes, I was there a few times. I'm trying to think. Did I go 2 or 3 times now?
Was one of them during New Year Dash or the Wrestle Kingdom at the Tokyo Dome by chance?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, somebody mentioned that you might have been there during that. What was that experience like?
Oh, that was wonderful. That was great stuff to be in that Tokyo Dome. That was just another awesome experience. First of all, going to Tokyo was just great. And, watching your son, that arena is just beautiful. It's just beautiful. It's a beautiful, beautiful arena. And it was outstanding. Another outstanding experience that I've had. I'm a very lucky person, I have to say. Very lucky.
Now, did you watch wrestling at all growing up or before? As we know him, Trent, as you know him, Greg, before he got into wrestling, how do you think that his love? So you were completely new to it when he found it and loved it?
Completely, completely new. And he was just so obsessed with, from a little boy, you know, he had all those little action figures.
Yeah.
And then he, you know, he wanted to join this little Long Island Federation. I think he was like 14 or 15, and I drove him every weekend. I drove him to this little garage that he wrestled in, and it was tough for me because he was like the youngest guy there, and they were kind of like these big and tough guys, and I was like very scared for my very thin Greggy. he was like a thin, you know, like a thinner guy when he was that age, and it was just scary. I was scared. I didn't know if he was going to get hurt. I mean, to this day, I'm scared too. But it was a hard, but he wanted it so, so badly that I did support him. He built a ring in our backyard. And he would have the neighborhood, he would have neighborhood wrestling shows One of my sons would be the announcer, and all the friends would come over, and they'd wrestle. That's all Greg wanted to do. He was so obsessed with wrestling, just lived and breathed every moment of his younger life, and even now, just so dedicated, loves it.
And very clearly worked out for him, as did bringing you into the fold. That final shot, it really looked like it was like a perfect finish to that story. But if they ever said, hey, you want to come do something else, would you be open to doing that?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I want to go like now. I want to go to the next show.
You like it that much, huh?
I love it. I love AEW. I mean, Tony Khan is great. It's amazing. It's an amazing experience. That's all I could say. It's a great group of people. I just said to Greg, I said, you are so lucky. You work with the nicest group of people. Just very, very nice. Very nice.
And there were people that were talking about how nice you were, giving them parenting advice even. It seems like you were making making a lot of friends backstage.
Yes, backstage was fun. It was a lot of fun. It really was. It was great.
As we wrap up, what did you think about MJF, who is the most dastardly just jerk? he said, and I repeat,
my cookies burnt.
He said they were meh.
Yeah, the nerve. I'm like, wow. I couldn't believe it when I saw that. I'm not talking to him either.
Man.
He's on my list.
You can't forgive him either, right?
No. No way. You don't insult my cookies. Not if I work that hard. Uh-uh.
Well, Sue, please let the people know if you want to promote your Twitter. I don't know if that's something that you want out there, or if you're cool with just everybody following you. You're on social media. But you also have T-shirts and probably more coming soon by the looks of it.
Yes, I think so. I think so. We're trying to get it up and running. Trent is helping me, and we're trying to get that up and running. So I'm excited about that as well. That's a lot of fun for me.
Well, Sue, I want to thank you so much for taking the time. I was very excited to do this interview, and just a big thank you for taking the time to talk to me.
Thank you, Sean. It was so nice talking to you, and I appreciate that you even wanted to talk to me.
Thank you. Of course.
That's great.
Of course. Guys, until next time, we're out.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.